Discovery of a 30,000-year-old virus explains why colds are so hard to shake. 30,000-year-old virus. It outlives you by 29,900 and change years, is what I'm saying. Your pallbearers can catch your cold. Okay, never mind. What do you know?
Not much, you!
Live from Phoenix, Arizona to Kansas City, Missouri, it's Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International. That's John Tulin on the piano, Jeff Hammond on bass, I'm Sarah Nix. In this hour of What Do You Know, a crowd-funded hotline, all the news that isn't, and the What Do You Know quiz. Support for What Do You Know comes from PRI affiliate stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. And now, the man who does not feel fully dressed without his wearable tech, it's Michael Feldman.
Wearable tech. Oh, that said terrible tech. I do have terrible tech. Anybody wearing wearable tech? That we can see, I mean? No, nothing, you know. Not that kind of tech. Nothing concealed, sort of. No? No one? Are anyone thinking about getting some wearable tech? Come on, people. It's all about wearable tech now. Should have to tell you this. Okay, never mind. Okay, let's go to the news then, and of course the weather, let's not go there, but I will tell you that they're all out of plow and salt money around here, so we're going to let nature take its course, and we're glaciating. We're just going to go back to the new Wisconsin age, the glacier. We'll get kettles, we'll get Drummonds, we'll get moraines. It'll be a beautiful thing. Be worth it to see the glacier advance on Illinois. I think that'll really flatten that baby out this time. It wasn't flat enough. There's a little hill there somewhere south of Sterling, I noticed. Okay, and all the news that isn't cutbacks at the Pentagon means an army of less than one. And Marines need maybe two good men, tops. Facebook is acquiring drones, so you better like them. Putin on the short list for the Nobel Peace Prize. That's P-I-E-C-E. A piece here, a piece there. United tells oversized passengers with oversized bags to stay in their oversized homes. They're not boarding. After all, it's not fly the fatty skies. Thanks to their extended stay in the Ukraine, the ruble crashes. It is now the rubble. True to his word, President Obama makes the Russians pay by withholding our Paralympic athletes. Putin didn't even blink. Little steely blue eyes of his didn't blink. You know, the eyes that George W. fell into? Remember that? He had beautiful eyes. That's all he said about him. He had beautiful eyes, and I just fell into them. Something like that. Pope Francis swears like a holy seafaring man. As far as I'm concerned, this Pope can do nothing wrong. I think that sealed the deal for me. That was a wonderful thing to do. And I'm sure that every priest who's dropped something during the ceremony has said much the same thing. Let's face it. It's a good thing. Girl Scouts may sever ties with Mattel over Barbie's impossible body type. So there goes the Barbie patch, girls. But in scouting, we don't use the word impossible. Come on. Oscar Mayer has a new alarm app that lets you arise to the smell of bacon. But hey, I want the smell of bacon in the morning, I raise the sheets. Well, I guess I won't share anymore if you feel that way about it. If little Oscar's there, so be it. That's all I can say. Don't start with me. Tea Party claims it got screw to me from the IRS. Screw to me. Oh, like, who has it? Come on. Hey, welcome to the United States of America, you guys. Where are you from? You know, screw to me. And Sarah Palin, long time no stupid, but it's a good one. And I think this is accurate. She said Putin invaded the Ukraine because Obama wears mom jeans. Okay. I don't want to misquote her on stuff like that. I love her, though. Her stuff writes itself. I'd say that. She's good. Those Carhartts, though. Wearing those all the time. That's kind of butch. Talking about people wear constant Carhartts. Thank you. Contingencies for rising sea levels. You know, sea levels are rising, and there are contingencies now for rising sea levels and major monuments, including water wings for the Statue of Liberty, a giant condom for Big Ben, and a long antenna with a tennis ball on top for the Eiffel Tower. So those plans are being made for those monuments. Putin now says he's been asked for a little help over there from some Russians in Brighton Beach, New York. So that's the latest plea from Russians for help for him. If Radio Shack goes under, I have nowhere to go for the thing I need. You know, that thing.
That little thing. Yeah,
that you can't find any other place when I get around to it thing. So RCA plug or a sauropod tooth, something like that, you know. You can only get it there. After the timely missile launch, they're now calling him Kim Jong Putin. Still, it's better than rootin' tootin'. The minimum wage increase expected by 1959. Hopefully, it'll be in $59. That wouldn't be so bad, actually. John Travolta just turned 60. So get off his case. You know? He even messes up his own name at this point. Like he's supposed to know some woman who sings in cartoons, right? This is what they gave at the Oscars. Well, what a thrill for him. Introduce a woman who sings in a cartoon. Travolta may not know what her name is, but he knows what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in France. Oh, boy. Just me and you, John.
I know.
Okay. All right. Russell Wilson won't dance. Don't ask him. He's not going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Russell is well aware of the effect Dancing with the Stars had on the career of Donald Driver. Oh, yeah. Yeah, where is he now is the question. Say, I can't remember where I stashed my $10 million in old gold coins. Anybody run into those? Yes, I put them in some cans and suck them somewhere. A man is suing a casino in Vegas for having lost $500,000 at cards while being blackout drunk. But what a great poker face. Still lost. I can't figure that out at all. The Crimea will secede from the Ukraine and join the Federation with the North Colorado. So that's a new thing going on there. Should work out fine. North Colorado. Colorado. Sir, are you? Did you relate to that? No, not going to happen? Okay. Which one, Crimea or North Colorado?
Both.
Yeah, okay. A guy on the street tried to sell me a picture of Justin Bieber peeing in a cup. This is a personal note. Ridiculous. $100 for that? Come on. They're taking the essay off the SAT. Now I'll never get into law school. The essay was my only hope. You know, math skills weren't going to do it. I remember taking my LSAT for law school many years ago when I still thought I might have an escape hatch somewhere from this. And there were equations on there. I remember seeing quadratics or something like that. You know, under a lot of pressure, you can't recall everything you learned in eighth grade. And the old ones say that one day we shall reach a temperature where water is liquid. And that's all the news that is. And thank you so much for your indulgence, if that's what it was. If it wasn't, thank you anyway. And a reminder, at daylight saving time, it's singular. And Lyle gets very upset if you say savings. So don't Lyle Anderson here. It's daylight saving, just one saving, apparently. I don't know why. Savings is like a savings plan or something. Well, anyhow, daylight saving time begins Saturday night at bar time. So you have to give back the last drink is what happens, because actually you lose an hour of drinking, don't you? You spring forward. It's already...
It's better in the fall.
It's 2 a.m.
Then it's 1. in the fall, but now it's
three. Yeah, you catch a break in the fall, but they take it back in the spring. You got to give the drink back, and I don't know how you're going to do that, so think about it.